Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Pope Leo XIV has delivered his first Easter message as leader of the Catholic Church. The pontiff's address, called Urbi et Orbi, Latin for To the City of Rome and the World, was spoken in front of thousands gathered in Rome at St. Peter's Square, but directed at the world's leaders.
Chi ha in mano armi le deponga.
Let those who have weapons lay them down. Let those who have the power to unleash wars choose peace. Not a peace ensued by force, but through dialogue. Not with a desire to dominate others, but to encounter them.
Beyond that service, faithful around the world marked one of the most important days on the Christian calendar. In southern Lebanon, hundreds of thousands of residents have been displaced by Israel's military operation against Hezbollah cells in the country. In communities across the region, locals are lighting candles. And in Al Klaya, resident Ronit Daher says they're showing the world their Christian spirit.
Despite the shelling, the war, and the constant sound of aircraft, and even though the village has been heavily bombarded, we in Al Klaya are people of faith. We are showing the whole world the true Christian spirit. Today we are celebrating the resurrection. We are celebrating the true meaning of the holiday.
Catholics in Gaza City celebrated together on the first Easter Sunday since a ceasefire was called with Israel. Ruth Mitchell is a neurosurgeon at the Palestinian Australian New Zealand Medical Association. She says it's special to spend the religious holiday in a church that means so much to the people of Gaza.
For me, being inside the church today, it felt very spiritual. I felt very connected and I felt very welcomed by the congregation and by the beautiful people of Gaza who have been keeping their faith and their traditions alive in the most difficult circumstances.
The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, led the Holy Saturday Easter Vigil at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. The Patriarch was joined by a limited number of clergymen, following restrictions limiting gatherings to 50 people over fears of attacks. Jerusalem's holiest places would normally be crowded at this time, but there are few people around. The country is facing daily barrages of missiles and rockets from Iran and Hezbollah. Worshippers have been blocked from the Western Wall, a site of spiritual significance, though there are reports there was a special allowance of up to 100 people there on Sunday. Local resident Issa Kassissier is praying for a miracle to see peace and joy return.
Very sad to see Jerusalem empty like this. Usually pilgrimage coming, especially in this day, the Palm Sunday, everybody holding to welcome Jesus to come here. But very sad because of the war. And it's really, I wish this miracle of this Holy Week, it happened peace. And then everybody can come back to celebrate with us for next year. And happy Easter and happy Palm Sunday from Jerusalem.
Sunday also marked Palm Sunday, the start of the Holy Week for the Orthodox Church. Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Jerusalem, Theophilus III, led a group of clergy members in Jerusalem's Old City. This worshipper was grateful to be present at the holy site, despite the sadness of so many being absent.
Very sad, but in the same time, I'm happy because I'm here, because probably a lot of people want to be here and they are not, they can't come here. So even like this, even if it's the hardest time, somehow it's okay.
There was a less somber tone in New York City, where old and new traditions merged as crowds gathered outside St. Patrick's Cathedral after Sunday Mass. New Yorkers
taking to Fifth Avenue in festive Easter costumes, with everything from traditional Easter outfits to pets in fancy dress. Local resident Jeff Yanni says the atmosphere at the annual parade is full of joy.
Easter Sunday 2026, it is the place to be every Easter Sunday here in New York. The vibe is amazing. The costumes that people put on, the traditional Easter outfits, no other place is like this anywhere in the world. Easter Sunday, Fifth Avenue, right outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. 2026, today.
And from somewhere beyond the Earth, a special message. The crew of Artemis II, which includes Commander Reed Wiseman, Pilot Victor Glover, and Mission Specialists Christina Koch and Jeremy Hansen, sharing their greetings as they embark on a history-making voyage around the moon. Speaking from the craft on day 5 of their mission, Ms. Koch says they still took time for an Easter egg hunt.
We did hide a few eggs around the cabin. They were the dehydrated scrambled egg variety, but we're all pretty happy with them. We wanted to take a minute to commemorate the holiday that we have. This time of year is something that many religions and many cultures hold dear. It's a time of emotions such as joy, as well as solemnness, honoring what's going on both in our world and in our religious beliefs.
Mr. Hansen shared a universal message from space.
Happy Easter, everyone. We're talking up here as a crew, and we did want to send a special Easter message on this day. And, no matter your faith or religion, for me, the teachings of Jesus were always a very simple truth of love, universal love.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.